introduce yourself, where you're working, what your role is, and what responsibilities you have.
Hi everyone, I'm Marta. I lead performance marketing efforts at 7Mind, which is one of the leading mindfulness and meditation apps in Europe. And apart from that, I also lead mobile marketing at Slave Free Trade, which is on the mission to fight modern slavery. And we are also right now building an app, which is quite exciting. So that's in a nutshell myself.
Perfect. Amazing. And now looking kind of a bit more specifically at Germany, what significant trends do you see emerging in mobile marketing and how has Germany responded?
Yeah, so we are essentially in the middle of summer, well, gearing now towards a fall, slowly, maturely, but we definitely see a pickup and uptick in the within the travel space. So many people, I guess, tired of COVID, decided to travel, and I can see the spike within the travel space. But it's one trend that is obviously emerging, and hopefully not just temporarily. Let's keep our fingers crossed. The second trend that is emerging is definitely within the mental health space and also e-health. It's also related to the DiGA regulation that is quite of a big topic right now in Germany. So everything related to e-health, prescriptions, medical device, there's quite a big discussion ongoing in the German ecosystem on that. And obviously, everything also evolving around wellness, I would say. So I see a lot of apps emerging within micro habits or wellness, and you know, starting off your day well. So, but it's also tapping a bit to our industry as well within the mental health space. I would say these are the three main trends that I see at the moment emerging in the German market.
Perfect. Very, very interesting. And how would you say that the app market in Germany compares to other countries and what makes it different?
Mm-hmm. So the German audience is definitely very collected and very conscious when it comes to the data privacy, but it's obviously very, very important for the German audience. So it's definitely important everywhere to comply to regulations, but in Germany, I would say it's particularly important. Everything that comes into the unsubscribe buttons and so on, this is very important. Other than that, when it comes to the user behavior, you can definitely see that it's harder, for instance, to maybe not harder but more expensive to generate installs compared to the emerging markets such as Brazil or India or even the US. This is the audience that is taking, a moment longer to spark interest. So it's harder to spark interest of the German audience, but therefore they are also definitely more willing to spend money, not only on subscription, but also mobile payments, just by the economic behavior. Obviously, they have more money than other countries in emerging markets, and they are willing to spend it as well if they like the product.
Perfect. And what advice would you give to new apps entering the German market? What should they prioritize or focus on first?
Mm-hmm. I would say it's not only for the German market, but definitely being product oriented. So making sure that your app is coherent, that makes sense, but doesn't have unnecessary steps within the onboarding or sign up flow. So to make it short, but also make the product that matters, that makes a difference, that is unique, and that is also emotionally touching. So in a sense that user can essentially benefit from using the app. Second advice, I would say, talk to your users to find out what is good about your app, what is bad about your app, and what is unique for the most about your app, and then focus on that value proposition while bringing it to masses and scaling your advertising efforts.
Okay, I'm just going to stop there because the Wi-Fi thing's gone a bit funny because the images are not really good. I don't know. Can you maybe, like, I don't know what you can do to kind of make it a bit better.
Mm-hmm. But did it go blurry or what?
Yeah, it's gone a little bit blurry now.
I don't know. Maybe I should reconnect. Should we try that?
Yeah, maybe that will work.
Okay, perfect.
Let's try that.
Yeah. Is it better?
Oh, that's much better.
Okay, then we might have to have a few cuts in the call.
No worries. Okay, so do you want me to move on to the next one or do you want to do that one again?
No, I think that is enough, like being product oriented and to talk to the users. Yeah, I think, or maybe I can ask, add something about being data informed. Should I add it?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. So then I'm going to restart the whole question. It's going to be easier.
Okay. So what advice would you give to new apps trying to enter the German market? What should they prioritize and focus on first?
So I believe that there are three pieces of advice I can share here. They are not top secret. So first of all, you have to be product oriented. So make sure that your product makes a difference, but it's not a repetitive product that is unique. Because obviously within every single category, you have different versions of the apps. Like there are many competitors emerging very fast. So they might take the advantage of you not having this unique selling proposition. So I would say definitely be product oriented, optimize, don't add too many unnecessary features. Sometimes the beauty is in simplicity. Second of all, talk to your users. I believe that they can really provide hands-on advice on what is good about your app, what is unique, what is good, and what is maybe not so good about it. So don't overlook the customer feedback that is being shared frequently with you. And last piece of advice, be data informed. There's a lot of fuss about being data driven and so on. It's not a secret, but what I want to say here is that it's important to stay data driven, but it's even more important to stay data informed. So don't look blindly at data, but rather make conclusions out of them and verify them. That's it.
Perfect. Great. And what would you say are the biggest challenges facing app marketers in Germany?
So as mentioned already earlier, it's all about data privacy. I think it's a very big topic in the mobile industry at the moment, everything evolving around the iOS 14 and a half, iOS 15, and probably very soon also everything evolving around Google privacy, but was already announced. So this is a big topic in Germany and worldwide, I would say. Obviously, it has implications on the data interpretation, and then there's a whole new education around it at the moment. So I would say definitely that would be the very primary thing.
Perfect. And are there any surprises you've encountered when localizing for a German audience?
So as I've mentioned earlier, a German audience is very conscious and very ethical. So I would say maybe it's not such a big surprise, but definitely it's important to segment and personalize your advertising, but also making it unique. You know, sometimes we think that that essentially advertising and sorry, can we cut this one?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
So, whether there were any surprises, that was the only question that I got stuck
Yep.
when I was researching.
Are there any surprises you've encountered when localizing for a German audience?
So there are not so many surprises, but it's very important to focus on smaller segments and making it unique and also authentic for the German audience. There are also many differences regionally within Germany, and making it localized significantly lifts performance.
Brilliant. And what have been some of the most important lessons you've learned in your current role?
So there are a few lessons learned, and actually it's probably the project in the making. I'm learning every day, but the biggest lesson learned is that good foundation of attribution and channels, so this technical foundation coupled with well orchestrated channels are the baseline of success. So it's not enough, to start the campaign and scale it. It's more about making sure about the setup, the technical setup is lined out. Without that, it's pretty impossible to scale.
Great. And finally, which German companies would you say are doing a great job at marketing and why?
There are so many great companies within the German landscape. I think FlixBus is doing a great job. Then there's also Blinkist that is doing a great job. But also Doctolib, I think they are on the way to really scale and basically democratize the industry that is also quite stagnant at the moment. There are some improvements within the app that is sometimes buggy and necessary, but I think it's going to be hot. And obviously, as well, Omio, I think they're also doing a brilliant job within their marketing, but also with their product. So these are just a few. I think the German landscape is full of great apps, and it's great to see them conquering the world.